The World This Week, Politics.
Elections to the European Parliament saw the hard right making the most gains overall, though the European People's Party, representing the centre-right, and the Socialists and Democrats on the centre-left remain the biggest voting blocs. Green parties lost a quarter of their seats. In France, Marine Le Pen's right-wing national rally took a third of the vote, more than double that of Emmanuel Macron's party, Renaissance. In a surprise announcement, the French president dissolved the National Assembly and called a snap election. Mr. Macron lost his parliamentary majority in 2022 and says the country now needs a clear majority in serenity and harmony. Germany's governing coalition also got a shellacking at the election. The opposition Christian Democrats came first and the Nationalist Alternative for Germany, or AfD, second, beating all three parties in the government. The Social Democrats, the party of Chancellor Olaf Scholz, took just 14%, its worst showing ever in a national poll. The AfD's biggest increase in support was among people aged 16 to 24 in an election where 16-year-olds were able to vote for the first time. By contrast, Hungary's populist right, Fidesz, did worse than expected. A new party, Tisza, led by Peter Mayer, a former Fidesz official, took 30% of the vote. Before the election, Mr. Mayer held a rally in Budapest with tens of thousands of supporters, where he fulminated against government corruption and illiberalism. Belgium held a general election also. Alexander De Croo resigned as prime minister after his Open VLD, a liberal Flemish party, lost half its seats in the lower house of the federal parliament. Bart De Wever, the leader of the New Flemish Alliance, a national conservative party that wants to shift more power to Belgium's regions, has emerged as the most likely prime minister. A flurry of meetings discussed the future of Ukraine. A donors' conference in Berlin pledged to help rebuild the country after the war with Russia. The World Bank thinks it will need $500 billion over a decade. A summit of NATO countries in Central and Eastern Europe promised to take a coordinated approach to supporting Ukraine, though the heads of state of Hungary and Slovakia stayed away, and 90 countries prepared to gather in Switzerland to discuss a peace proposal. The G7 also met near Bari in Italy, where Ukraine dominated the talks. Britain's National Health Service put out an urgent appeal for O-type blood donations. O-negative can be used for anybody, following a recent ransomware attack by Russian hackers on a provider of blood laboratory services. The attack forced some hospitals in London to revert to paper records and documentation. 3 donations a minute are usually needed to meet Britain's demand for blood. Israeli commandos rescued 4 people being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. 1 Israeli counter-terrorism officer was killed in the raid, as were large numbers of Palestinians. The Hamas-run authorities put the number at 274, but Israel disputes that. A day later, Benny Gantz and Gadi Eisenkot, 2 centrist former generals, resigned from Israel's war cabinet, accusing the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, of failing to come up with a strategy for ending the war. At least 49 people died in a fire that engulfed a residential building in Kuwait. Many of those killed were foreign workers. Reports said the building had been overcrowded. A boat carrying around 260 migrants from Somalia to Yemen capsized, drowning at least 49 people and leaving a further 140 missing. 2 similar accidents in April led to at least 62 deaths. The UN says that tens of thousands of people, mainly from Ethiopia, attempt the dangerous crossing from the Horn of Africa to Yemen and then onward to the Gulf states each year. The African National Congress, which has governed South Africa for 30 years, invited other parties to help form a government of national unity after it lost its parliamentary majority in the elections on May 29th. The chief prosecutor of the International Criminal Court in The Hague appealed for evidence of atrocities in Sudan following an attack that closed the last functioning civilian hospital in the besieged town of El Fasher. Solos Chilima, Malawi's vice president, was killed along with several other people when the Defence Force plane he was travelling in crashed. Hunter Biden was found guilty of lying about his drug use when he completed a background check to buy a gun in 2018. Joe Biden's son says he has not used drugs since 2019. He will be sentenced at a later date. He is due to stand trial in September for allegedly failing to pay tax from 2016 to 2019. Three of the foreign judges who sit on the Court of Final Appeal in Hong Kong resigned. Two cited the deteriorating political situation in the city. One, Jonathan Sumption, wrote that the judiciary was operating in an impossible political environment created by China. That drew a furious denial from the government. The leader of South Korea's opposition Democratic Party, Lee Jae-myung, faced new charges, this time in relation to a scheme promoting a business project with North Korea. Mr. Lee, the runner-up in the presidential election of 2022, has also been indicted over a property development scheme. He denies all charges against him. Human rights groups condemned the Indonesian courts for sentencing a comedian to 7 months in prison for making a joke about the name Muhammad. President Javier Milei's government in Argentina cleared a hurdle in the Senate to passing a sweeping set of economic reforms. The bill will cheer markets, though plenty of macroeconomic headaches remain. The reforms are opposed by unions and various leftists. Police fired water cannon to disperse violent protests that took place outside Congress. A jury in Florida found Chiquita, one of the world's biggest producers of bananas, liable for 8 deaths caused by a right-wing paramilitary group in Colombia's civil war. Chiquita pleaded guilty in 2007 under a deal with America's Justice Department to making security payments to the United Self-Defense Forces of Colombia. It has faced hundreds of other civil trials, but this is the first time it has been held liable. The company is to appeal against the decision.